Okay, let's unpack this. We talk a lot on this show about content saturation in the marketing world.
Right.
You know, that overwhelming feeling that there's just too much to read, too much to watch.
Definitely too much to listen to.
Exactly. It feels like we are drowning in information. But here's where it gets really interesting. If you walk inside most major companies and you look at how they train their employees, they have the exact opposite problem.
It is a bit of a paradox,
It's
isn't
a
it?
total paradox. They're drowning in data PDFs, technical manuals, compliance docs, Slack threads, but their employees are actually starving for usable, engaging learning.
That's what we often call the trapped value problem. Companies have the knowledge. It's sitting right there on a SharePoint drive or, buried in a Google Doc somewhere. But the mechanism to get that knowledge out of a dense 50-page PDF and into an employee's brain in a way that actually sticks,
That mechanism is broken.
or at least it's incredibly expensive.
The old model of build a 40-minute e-learning module and hope people click through it is it's effectively dead. People just don't have the bandwidth for it anymore.
Exactly. And that creates a massive friction point. So for this deep dive, we're doing something a little different. We're looking at a solution that combines two very distinct technologies to fix this specific broken pipe. We're looking at what happens when you take a high-performance micro-learning platform QStream and plug it into an industrial-grade content engine auto content API.
The vessel and the engine.
I like that analogy, the vessel and the engine.
So our mission today is to explore the synergy between them, because on one hand, you have QStream, which needs a constant diet of bite-sized content to work. It's hungry.
It is.
And on the other hand, you have Auto Content API, which might just be the automated chef that keeps it fed.
And not just fed, but fed with gourmet, personalized nutrition, if we want to extend that metaphor a bit.
I love it. Learning without the bore, powered by a robot chef. Let's dive in.
Let's do it.
First up, the vessel. What exactly is QStream? Because I looked at their materials and they're very careful not to just call themselves a quiz app.
No, and that's a critical distinction. If you just call it a quiz app, you miss the entire point of the platform. QStream positions itself as a tool for knowledge reinforcement. It's built entirely around a concept in cognitive psychology called the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve.
The forgetting curve. I feel like I learned about that in college and then immediately forgot it.
Which perfectly proves the theory. The basic idea, which Ebbinghaus discovered way back in the 19th century, is that memory follows an exponential decay. If you learn something once, say in a one-hour seminar, you'll forget about 50% of it within an hour and 70% within 24 hours.
That is honestly depressing. All those meetings I sat through, just gone.
It's just human nature. Our brains are designed to dump information we don't use. QStream fights this using a technique called spaced repetition. So instead of cramming, it pushes question-based challenges to you in the flow of work.
In the flow of work, that's a key phrase.
It is. It means you don't have to stop what you're doing, log into a learning management system, and watch a video. You get a notification on your phone.
Oh, so it's mobile.
Mobile first. You answer a scenario-based question, you get immediate feedback, and you move on. The whole interaction takes maybe 2 minutes.
And because you're doing it repeatedly over time, the brain holds on to it.
Exactly. They claim some pretty wild numbers on the results.
Oh.
I saw a claim of 170% increase in knowledge retention
170%.
and a 35% increase in proficiency.
Okay, skeptic hat on for a second. Is that just marketing fluff?
It's actually backed by quite a bit of clinical data, originally from Harvard Medical School, where the methodology was developed. It works because it forces active recall.
Active recall.
You aren't just passively watching a video, you have to pull the information out of your brain to answer the question. That strengthens the neural pathway.
Okay, so the science checks out. And then they wrap it in gamification, right? I saw mentions of leaderboards, points, teams.
Correct. And before you roll your eyes at gamification, because I know badges can feel trivial, it drives engagement. They boast a 90%+ engagement rate.
In the world of corporate training, where getting people to even open an email is a struggle, 90% is, that's statistically significant.
It turns learning into a series of micro challenges. People actually want to keep their streak alive. They want to beat the sales team from the other region.
So we have this high-performance vehicle. It's sleek. People like driving it. It gets you where you need to go, which is actually remembering how to do your job. But there's a catch.
The bottleneck.
Right. To keep a system like that running, to keep those leaderboards active and those notifications pinging, you need questions. You need content.
And not just generic content.
No, high-quality, relevant scenarios.
Exactly. You cannot just feed it junk. If the questions are too easy, people get bored. If they're irrelevant, people tune out. Historically, creating that content requires a team of instructional designers, copywriters, and subject matter experts. It's a manual craft. You're writing questions, distractors, the wrong answers, and detailed explanations for why the answer is correct.
And that scales linearly. If you want double the training, you need double the people writing it.
Which brings us to the second player in our story, the solution to the linear scaling problem.
Enter Auto Content API. Now, for the listeners who might be familiar with tools like Notebook LM or ChatGPT, how is this different? Why do we need a specialized API?
Great question. Tools like Notebook LM are fantastic for consumers. You upload a PDF, you chat with it, you get a summary. But Auto Content is built for the enterprise. It's headless.
Headless is one of those tech terms that sounds like a horror movie, but it just means it doesn't have a screen you click on, right?
Precisely. It's infrastructure. It's designed for developers to build into their workflows. It connects code to code. And the philosophy here is content transformation. The idea is that you don't need to create new ideas from scratch. You already have the ideas in your documents. You just need to transform the format.
And looking at the documentation, this isn't just a text generator. This is where it gets really relevant for QStream.
Exactly.
Because Auto Content API explicitly outputs structured data.
It outputs quizzes.
Explicitly quizzes.
Explicitly. And this is key for the integration. It can take a source text and generate a quiz with the question body, the correct answer, multiple distractors, and the explanation, all formatted in JSON.
Let's pause on JSON for a second. That stands for JavaScript Object Notation, right? It's basically the language databases use to talk to each other.
Exactly. If you're a developer trying to push content into QStream, you can't just copy-paste a Word doc. You need structured fields.
Right.
You need to tell the QStream database, this string of text is the question. This string is the answer. This string is distractor A. Auto Content provides that structure automatically.
So it's not just writing the quiz. It's formatting the data so the machine can read it immediately.
Precisely. But it goes beyond text. It handles what they call multimodal generation.
Meaning it makes video and audio too.
Yes. It can generate explainer videos, those 60 to 90 second vertical videos with AI avatars, and even audio, like two-speaker dialogue or summaries.
So we have the API first advantage. It connects via Python, Node.js, or even no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier. It runs in the background.
Yep.
So let's answer the big question. So what?
So what is speed and scale?
Let's make this concrete. Walk me through a use case. How do we actually plug these together to solve that bottleneck we talked about?
Okay, let's construct a scenario. Imagine you're a large company, maybe a healthcare provider. A new compliance standard just dropped. Usually that arrives as a dense 50-page PDF from the legal department.
The dreaded PDF drop. Into a SharePoint folder it goes, and no one reads it until they get sued.
Right. In the traditional model, an instructional designer would spend a week reading that, breaking it down, writing a skip, hiring a voice actor.
Building a whole module.
Exactly. In the synergized model, you drop that PDF into a folder that Auto Content API is watching.
Okay, so the API wakes up, it sees the file. What happens next?
It ingests the text. Then, based on the workflow you've built, it triggers three parallel actions. First, it generates a structured quiz based on the key compliance points. This feeds directly into QStream's challenge engine via the API.
So the microlearning challenge is ready instantly. No human writing questions.
Instantly. Second, it generates a 60-second explainer video. It picks a professional avatar, writes a script summarizing the major changes in the law, and renders the video.
And that can serve as the hook or the intro before the user takes the quiz.
Which is huge for engagement. People would much rather watch a one-minute video than read the executive summary.
Of course.
And third, it could generate a short audio summary, a podcast, really, for employees to listen to on their commute.
So from one PDF, in a matter of minutes, you have populated QStream with rich multimodal content. You have the video hook, the audio deep dive, and the quiz for reinforcement.
And you haven't used a single hour of human labor to create the assets. You have moved from weeks to minutes. That is what they call the content-led growth engine for internal knowledge.
That is impressive for speed. But let's look at another scenario. QStream mentions they are used by global enterprises. They cite Providence, which trains over 120,000 caregivers.
Right.
When you're that big, you aren't just speaking English.
And this is where the scalability of AutoContent API really shines. They support over 50 languages.
50 languages. So I create the training in English.
And the API can automatically transcribe, translate, and this is the key part, resynthesize the audio video into Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever you need.
Wait, resynthesize? You mean it's not just putting subtitles at the bottom?
No, it creates new audio in the target language. For the video avatars, some of the advanced models even do lip syncing, so the mouth movements match the Spanish or Japanese audio.
That is wild.
It changes the game for localization. Usually, translating training content is a nightmare of budget and time. You have to hire translators, new voice actors, re-edit the video. It takes months.
Right.
With this stack, it happens almost concurrently with the English version.
So your team in Madrid or Tokyo isn't getting the second-class citizen experience. They're getting native-level training at the exact same time as the HQ in New York.
It effectively multiplies your total addressable internal market overnight. You ensure that the nurse in Brazil has the exact same quality of training as the nurse in Boston.
That is powerful. But I want to pivot to something else that caught my eye in the AutoContent source material. They talk about newsjacking and monitoring data feeds.
Yes, this is the real-time aspect. And honestly, this is where I think the future of corporate learning really lies.
How does that apply to training? Usually training is static. It stays the same for a year until someone updates the manual.
Well, think about a sales team. The market isn't static. Competitors move, prices change, news breaks. AutoContent API can monitor RSS feeds, Twitter or X and Reddit.
So let's say a competitor launches a new product.
The API detects that trend. It sees the competitor's press release or the chatter on Reddit. It can then use its deep research capability to analyze what that product is and how it compares to yours.
Deep research? Is that just it Googling things?
It's more sophisticated. It uses autonomous agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources, and cross-reference claims, and filters out the noise and hallucinates far less than a standard model because it's grounded in search results.
Okay, so it sees the competitor launch widget X. Then what?
Then it synthesizes a daily briefing. It could be a 3-minute audio track sent to the sales team's QStream app that says, here is what competitor X just launched, here are its strengths, and here are the 3 talking points you need to counter it.
And followed, of course, by a quiz.
Followed, of course, by 5 quiz questions to make sure they understood it.
Wow. So you are moving learning from compliance events like, oh, it's October, time for my annual quiz, to a continuous tactical advantage.
Precisely. You are training your team on the reality of the market today, not the market as it was when the training manual was written 6 months ago. It makes the training feel vital, not like a chore.
That brings up a question about quality and trust, though. If we're letting an AI research the market and write the quizzes, how do we know it's not just making stuff up?
Yeah.
We hear about AI hallucinations all the time.
That is the number one concern for enterprise, and rightly so. You cannot have an AI training your doctors on incorrect medical data or your sales team on wrong specs.
Exactly.
This is why AutoContent API emphasizes their deep research endpoint over just a standard large language model generation. When it generates that briefing, it provides citations. It provides confidence score.
So it shows its work.
It shows its work. If you're a developer, you can program the workflow to say, if the confidence score is below 90%, flag this for human review before sending to QStream.
Ah, so you keep a human in the loop, but only for the edge cases.
Exactly. The AI does the heavy lifting of gathering, structuring, and formatting.
Uh-huh.
The human becomes the editor, not the writer. You shift from creation to curation.
And speaking of formatting, we touched on this, but the structured data aspect seems crucial here. QStream's database needs specific fields. Question body, correct answer, distractor one.
Right. You can't just paste a paragraph into a SQL database. And if a human does that data entry, it's mind-numbing. Copy-paste, switch tab, copy-paste.
It's the kind of work that makes people quit.
It is. AutoContent's quiz output is tailor-made to fit those slots. It automates the formatting, which, let's be honest, is often half the battle in data entry. It creates a frictionless pipe.
But there's another layer here, personalization. QStream talks a lot about being learner-centric. With an API, couldn't you theoretically generate different versions of the same training?
You absolutely could. You could adjust the prompt sent to the API. For a junior employee, you might ask for simple language, focus on fundamentals, define all acronyms. For a senior executive, you ask for strategic implications, high complexity brevity.
The source material is the same, that 50-page PDF. but the output is customized for the learner.
That is the holy grail of education, isn't it? Personalized instruction at scale. Previously, it was economically impossible because you couldn't afford to hire writers to write 5 different versions of every course.
Speaking of economics, let's talk money, because corporate budgets are tight and AI often sounds expensive.
Yeah.
What are we looking at in terms of cost?
The difference is orders of magnitude. In the manual world, producing a high-quality video module with a script and a quiz might cost hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars.
And days or weeks of time.
With auto content, they list the price per asset in cents. We're talking about maybe 0.10 for text and research, maybe $4 for a video short.
€4 for a video that would cost an agency $500 to make.
Correct. And that changes the fundamental math of what is worth training on.
Unpack that for me. How does the math change the strategy?
Well, think about the long tail of learning. In any company, there are the big hits. Security, harassment, onboarding. Everyone takes those.
Sure.
But then there's the long tail. Maybe there's a very specific machine part in your factory, or a very niche regulation that only applies to 3 people in your logistics department in Belgium.
In the old model, you'd never build a course for that. It's too expensive for just 3 people. You just tell them to figure it out or ask Bob.
Exactly. But if the cost of production drops to a few euros, suddenly you can build a high-quality Q-Stream module for those 3 people. You can capture that niche knowledge.
So you stop having these gaps in institutional knowledge.
And when you combine that low cost with Q-Stream's high engagement, remember that 90% figure. You create a sustainable engine. You're feeding the beast high-quality fuel without going bankrupt.
It really does seem like a perfect match. Q-Stream provides the method, the spaced repetition, the gamification, the platform that people actually touch.
Right.
And Auto Content API provides the fuel unlimited multimodal multilingual content.
It moves corporate training from a manual craft, like an artisan whittling a stick, to a scalable infrastructure. It becomes something that runs in the background, constantly updating, constantly testing, constantly reinforcing.
It's a shift from we trained you once to we are training you always.
And doing it in a way that respects the employee's time, because the content is concise and relevant.
So here's where I want to leave our listeners today. We've talked about the tech, but I want you to think about the role of the manager in this world.
Go on.
If an AI can read your company's entire knowledge base, every PDF, every manual, every memo, and if it can generate a podcast about it, create a video, build a quiz, and push it to your employees' phones while you sleep, does the role of the manager change?
That is a profound question.
Are you still the teacher, or do you shift to being the curator? Is your job now just to decide what the AI should read and let the machine handle the teaching?
It definitely suggests a future where the manager defines the what and the why, and the infrastructure handles the how. And honestly, that might free up managers to do what they're actually supposed to do. Mentor their people, interpret the nuance, and coach on the soft skills that AI can't touch.
A fascinating possibility. It's not about replacing the human element, but removing the drudgery so the humans can actually be human.
Couldn't agree more.
As always, the links to the deep dive sources for Q-Stream and Auto Content API are in the show notes if you want to geek out on the JSON structures or the cognitive science yourself. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.